Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, Cody Horton here. Today is Revenge of the Wounded Child. I'm Mad Too, Eddie. And that's kind of an interesting title, but this was back in the early 70s. There were bumper stickers everywhere that says, I'm Mad Too, Eddie. And it was a popular phrase coined by Harold Edmunds, Eddie Childs, who was founder of the Western Oil Company and an owner of the Texas Rangers. And people were angry because of the oil shortage and the recession that plagued the country. While we were having tight money problems, Japan and other countries were thriving. So does any of this sound familiar regarding today's financial climate? We have a financial climate that goes up and down and up and down and up and down, and people lose and people win. People lose all their money and other people become today maybe billionaires and trillionaires. So you'll find this out there. People are time bombs driving around or running around, but basically everybody needs to bring to awareness what's going on inside of them, because it's an inside job. And so ask yourself, why do I feel so angry, and why do I feel ready to explode at the least provocation? Ending the war within you means bringing the conflict inside of you to the surface of your conscious mind. Listen, you're not alone. 90% of the individuals in the world feel angry because they've suppressed the 7 ego emotions. And unknowingly, they are sabotaging their wealth, their health, and relationships. But get this, many individuals go through life subconsciously proving that their role models were right by setting up situations that validate the labels that were placed on them. And a lot of times people will call it unconscious, but it isn't. It's subconscious. And I've researched a lot, and I have researched things where people say we have two minds and we have this and we have that. We really don't. We have one mind, and the subconscious mind is the mind that allows, what it does is it filtrates things coming in. And so it first will find out, like when you enter into an experience, it first wants to validate whether this experience is right for you or not. And 80 milliseconds later, the information will reach the conscious mind. So understand this, even though our feelings originated in our early years, they continue to be a driving force in our lives today. Individuals who continually experience drama in their relationships, they're looking for attention. Whether it's good or bad attention doesn't make any difference. And sometimes that's what is causing road rage. Individuals who are unable to keep friends for any length of time, who are constantly looking for people to accept them, identify with them, and relate to them, they're seeking approval. When life becomes and seems to be going smoothly, a crisis takes place, and then these individuals become the center of attention, which temporarily satisfies their subconscious need for approval. And we enter into relationships that are unhealthy and wonder, why does this always happen to me? So you need to investigate the contents of your mind. You are really the observer. We're more than just, like what Waltman said, what, between our hat and boots. We're not just physical beings. We're spiritual beings, or the observer, the awareness, having a human experience. So realize this, that once something has been introduced and accepted into the subconscious mind, it becomes solid and difficult to change, but it can be changed. And most individuals hate to think, because it not only requires decision-making, but it also subjects the individual to the possibility of making a mistake. So a lot of people would rather you did the thinking or the decision-making for them. When it is proposed that individuals have unresolved issues dating back as far as infancy, many scoff and become defensive or offended and respond by not wanting to continue the discussion. As a therapist, I have a lot of people that have come to me, and they really want to know what's gone on in their past life that maybe they've have amnesia about, which the subconscious mind will work with. It will bury things so deep that you may not have any conscious recall of it at all. And when we bring it to the surface, we can heal it. And that's what Carl Jung was talking about, who was a protege of Freud. The important thing to understand this, it isn't to blame and cast blame on someone. It's rather to understand how we have been influenced in our early years and how we can overcome the negative imprints, because that's what they are, we experienced. We can't begin to resolve these inner conflicts until we know what they are made of, and that's what Carl Jung is referring to. It's been said many times, children, they grow up, they forget. As a child, we develop specific mechanisms to integrate certain experiences that happen to us. Let's say you remember being punished as a child for something you didn't do, and the energy of the resentment and the injustice will create a memory, and you will store this energy in your subconscious mind, which is your emotional mind. And we learned at a very early age how to protect ourselves by stuffing our feelings. We may or may not have been correct in our perception of what actually happened, but that doesn't matter. What does matter is how we perceive the experience and how we stored this information in our subconscious mind. So we have memories that are both happy as well as painful, and it's great to remember those fun times, but we also have the painful memories that compel us to do or say things without really knowing why. And that's called the Freudian slip. Sometimes you'll say something and you think, why, whoa, what did I say that for? And all of these memories are carried around within us and continually influence our behavior, whether you know it or not. Especially when we encounter a situation that is similar to the original experience. There are many ways to let go of the unwanted energy, and one of the most powerful ways is simply to acknowledge that it is there. Instead of denying that you feel vulnerable or unhappy, acknowledging the feeling that has been trapped inside of you through the denial diffuses the energy. And I get it. Most people don't want to feel these emotions. But if you do, it only takes just a few seconds or a few minutes for them to be released, and then you never have to feel them again. So overcoming denial empowers you and allows you to face what is stored in the deep recesses of your mind. How do we remember? Well, we have two kinds of memory. Implicit memory, which involves the emotional association of a past experience, conditioned learning, habitual behavior, and the skills you have learned. And we have explicit memory. It's simply the part of the brain that recalls details of an event, who, what, when, where, and why. For example, if someone were hurt, her explicit memory would recall the time, place, and sequence of what had happened. If this experience had been suppressed, then the implicit memory would have the information stored in the subconscious mind. And it could surface at some later date as a nightmare, a flashback, depression, or anxiety. So that's why a lot of people will have anxiety and depression just based upon some of the things that have happened in their past, which have been completely suppressed. Implicit memory is triggered by sights, sounds, feelings, tastes, and smells reminiscent of the experience. Let's take music, for example. Music, there's a lot of association with music as far as being able to bring back a memory. And a person could have had an experienced traumatic occurrence and retain no conscious or implicit memory of it. Yet whenever he smells the scent of pine cones, he experiences very powerful feelings of fear and anxiety. It is though the subconscious mind, the emotional part of the mind, remembers, but the conscious mind does not. And we know that most individuals have experienced some sort of trauma when they were small children. It's not, you can't avoid it. And when you hear someone say that they had the perfect family environment with absolutely no dysfunction, me, as psychotherapists, know that the explicit memory has been compartmentalized. It's, in other words, it's disassociated from the person's awareness. However, we know that the emotional or implicit memory is very much active within that person's life. Before any conscious memory is recovered, the person is affected by some emotional trigger that causes unknown anxiety and fear. And this can create a paralyzing effect and have a tremendous negative impact on this person. The unfortunate thing here is that the triggering of emotions is so unpredictable. So our society grossly underestimates how uncaring behaviors can have a huge impact on the young child. And really understand this, children are powerless to change experiences voiced upon them by adults. So they are forced to rely on the self-protected defense of repression. Experiences and information about our families and parents that are too painful for children to understand are repressed. In fact, repression is used to block from the conscious awareness any event that is too painful to deal with, even allowing the individual to live life as though the event had never happened. And this is often referred to as selective amnesia. Repression is not just a childhood mechanism. Rather, it is used any time an individual experiences a traumatic situation. For example, when vets have gone to war and they come back, maybe they're fine and maybe they aren't, but maybe later on they have flashbacks because this is a suppressed memory which is maybe too painful to process. So when returning home, they found themselves overwhelmed by feelings and memories that had been buried in the subconscious mind during the war as a self-protective mechanism while they were engaged in combat. So what's interesting is this hypnosis, the trance state, really helps to bring these painful memories to the surface and then be released. And so then an individual can lead a much more productive life. And most think that bringing up these painful events isn't necessary. However, all we have to do is look at the statistics of relationship. It's the old myth that what you don't know won't hurt you. Superficially, our lives seem to be fine, but this comes with a great price. And the high price of total denial affects not only the one in denial, but anyone with whom she has a relationship, particularly children. It is impossible to be emotionally balanced and rich without acknowledging certain experiences. Why? Because the subconscious mind is continually monitoring, rejecting and altering events that might threaten to stimulate those unwanted memories. These behaviors of avoidance, which can be quite bizarre, are rationalized if questioned by some outside observer. The inner fantasies of these people is very intense because mere daydreaming is not enough to block out their repressed memory. When a high level of denial is present, the subconscious mind will distort perceptions, even to the point of the individual not being aware of it. In many cases, individuals imagine events of future salvation which may prevent them from participating fully in society. And one such example is the UFO conspiracy that drew a lot of attention in the 80s. Many hoped advanced beings would bring prosperity and justice to an evil world. And this is essentially the wounded child wanting to be rescued when originally there was no one there to do so. So what you want to do is then really investigate the contents of your mind and notice, maybe become the observer or the person that is really the awareness piece of you, the soul. Identify certain experiences, and then when you do, notice the emotion attached with it and just let it go. There's the Sedona method and the release technique that are brought about by Hale Dwoskin, and then Larry Crane brought out the release technique. And what you do is just allow these emotions to be released through that solar plexus area, and you feel the emotion, and imagine it just bursting out through the solar plexus, which they are referring to as the feeling center. And when you do this, that emotion is released and you'll feel a lightness, and then you can replace it with a happy thought. Well, thank you for tuning in. This is just going to be a very brief segment today, but showing you how imprints and labels run your life. how these labels and imprints impact your life. And to be able to let those go allow you to have a life worth living. And that's what Socrates said, the unexamined life isn't worth living. So go out today, feel your feelings, change them, bring in and start focusing on whatever you like, the happiness, the positiveness, the spiritualness, whatever. And three things that I think are great are to say, I'm approved of, I'm safe, and I'm in control. And notice how other individuals might be out of control or seeking safety or seeking approval. And in your mind, just give it to them. Just say, I'm safe. You're safe, you're in control, and you're loved. Well, thank you for tuning in. I'll be broadcasting more, probably maybe not of the Revenge of the Wounded Child. I'm going to talk more about the Consciously Creating Wealth and the Law of Attraction. Thank you, and check on Amazon so you can read more about the different books that I've written, and Carpe Diem.